You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's an irresistible energy and life to bluegrass music. The nonstop rhythms of the banjo, mandolin, fiddle, and bass, plus the vocal harmonies that make this music so rich, can make just about anyone want to jump up and dance. Mark Lavengood of Grand Rapids is a musician who got hooked on old-time music, and now he's sharing that passion with the rest of us.
Yeah, well, bluegrass is a style of music that is just so upbeat. You know, it can be slower, but, you know, by and large, you hear bluegrass and you think, oh, yeah, Foggy Mountain Special, Earl Scruggs, you know, the Andy Griffith Show, if you're older. No, that was actually some of my earliest influences of bluegrass was my pops watching the Andy Griffith Show. And at the time, you know, I didn't really pay much attention to it because I was a little kid just bopping around. But as I kind of grew into my own musical self, my buddies, they brought this style of music to me. When I came to it, just like, it fills me with so much positive energy. It just makes me want to dance. It makes me want to bounce. It makes me want to sing. You know, the three-part harmonies that are so idiosyncratic of the style, kind of pulled, you know, from gospel and early folk traditions. You know, that's such a powerful element of the music as well. It grips people. You know, you hear three-part harmonies saying pure, crystal clear, and you just can't help but feel it in your soul.
Lavengood plays a dobro and steel guitar along with other instruments. He's been touring with Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies and the Mark Lavengood Bluegrass Bonanza. Now this singer-songwriter is releasing his third full-length album. It's titled We've Come Along.
So musically with the title track, it kind of reflects more of a progressive bluegrass vibe. You know, think Green Sky Bluegrass or Infamous String Dusters, Bela Fleck, you know, Jerry Douglas. Those are all my mentors and musical inspiration that I've been listening to as I've been growing, you know, my own in the acoustic world.
Ain't got no baby by my side, but that don't keep me lonely. They fill space eternally, and the miles at the wheel, where they keep on rolling. We've come a long way now, and we've learned somehow to get by.
Lyrically, the song kind of paints a picture of a relationship and, you know, kind of gone separate ways. This particular relationship, it was also hard because it was at a really integral point in my life where I was transitioning from being a part-time musician to being a full-time musician, and the strains that brought upon the relationship just kind of open up to the differences and just respect the fact that, you know, they're on a different path, and right now we're all doing what we want to be doing, hopefully. And that's kind of, you know, one of the underlying messages is the hope. The hope that we all can aspire to live anew, to find some sort of purpose, you know, in the midst of any sort of calamity.
We've come a long way. Thank you.
So this next song is titled America, and it's a social protest song of sorts. I wrote it, it's probably the oldest song selections for We've Come Along. I wrote it back probably 2009, I want to say, right when I was kind of making that initial push to start playing music.
Took them from their land, shipped them overseas, replaced them, when it came time to ask them for their keys, home sells a land of their own. This land's not yours to give or to keep. This land is for you and for me. But I will serve so that I might be free.
At the time, I was reading Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States for the first time, and it was just absolutely revolutionary. You know, it opened my mind and my, you know, eyes to so many things that I was kind of living in and witnessing, but didn't have the right syntax to kind of put to words. You know, in the end, the last verse is kind of a call to arms of sorts, but, you know, not guns, not swords, like our actual arms. People, let's get our arms together. Let's bring them together. Let's build what needs to be built. You know, let's expose, you know, all the falsities and bring truth back to the matter.
Mark Lavengood will play new music from his album We've Come Along at the Ark in Ann Arbor on June 1st.